Swathed in the silken shadows of deepest night, New York was the same, and altered beyond compare. Once, Elena had watched angels take flight from the light-filled column of the tower as she sat in front of the distant window of her cherished apartment. Now she was one of those angels, perched high atop a balcony that had no railing, nothing to prevent a deadly fall. Except, of course, she would no longer fall. Her wings were stronger now. She was stronger. Flaring out those wings, she took a deep breath of the air of home. A fusion of scents, spice and smoke, human and vampire, earthy and sophisticated, hit her with the wild fever of a welcoming rainstorm. Her chest, tight for so long, relaxed, and she stretched her wings out to their greatest width. It was time to explore this familiar place become foreign, this home that was suddenly new again. Diving down from the balcony, she swept across Manhattan on air currents kissed by the cool bite of spring. The bright green season had thawed the snows that had kept the city in thrall this winter, and now held court, summer not even a peach-colored blush on the horizon. This was the time of rebirth, of blooming things and baby birds, bright and young and fragile, even in the frenetic rush of a city that never slept. Home. I'm home. Letting the air currents sweep her where they would, above the diamond-studded lights of the city, she tested her wings, tested her strength. Stronger. But still weak, an immortal barely made. One whose heart remained painfully mortal. So it was no surprise when she found herself trying to hover outside the plate-glass window of her apartment. She didn't yet have the skill to execute the maneuver, and she kept dropping, then having to pull herself back up with fast wing beats. Still, she saw enough in those fleeting glimpses to know that while the once shattered glass had been flawlessly repaired, the rooms were empty. There wasn't even a blood stain on the carpet to mark the spot where she'd spilled Raphael's blood, where she tried to staunch the crimson river until her fingers were the same murderous shade. Elena. The scent of the wind and the rain, fresh and wild, around her, inside her, and then strong hands on her hips as Raphael held her effortlessly in position so she could look her fill through the window, her hands flat on the glass. Emptiness. No sign remained of the home she'd created piece by precious piece. You must teach me how to hover, she said, forcing herself to speak past the knot of loss. It was just a place, just things. It'll be a very good way to spy on potential targets. I intend to teach you many things. Tugging her back against his body, her wings trapped in between, the Archangel of New York pressed his lips to the tip of her ear. You are full of sorrow. It was instinct to lie, to protect herself, but they had gone beyond that, she and her Archangel. I guess I somehow expected my apartment to still be here. Sarah didn't say anything when she sent me my things. And her best friend had never lied to her. It was as you left it when Sarah visited, Raphael said, drawing back enough that she could flare out her wings and angle her body into the air currents once again. Come, I have something to show you. The words were in her mind, along with the wind and the rain. She didn't order him to get out, because she knew he wasn't in it. This, the way she could sense him so deeply, speak to him with such ease, was part of whatever it was that tied them to one another. That taut, twisting emotion that ripped away old scars and created new vulnerabilities in a whip of fire across the soul. But as she watched him fly through the lush black of the sky, high over the glittering city, her Archangel, with his wings of white gold and eyes of endless, relentless blue, she wasn't sorry. She didn't want to turn back the clock, didn't want to return to a life in which she'd never been held in the arms of an Archangel, never felt her heart tear open and reform into something stronger, capable of such furies of emotion that it scared her at times. Where are you taking me, Archangel? Patience, Guild Hunter. She smiled, her grief at the loss of her apartment buried under a wave of amusement. No matter how many times he decreed that her loyalty was now to the Angels and not to the Hunter's Guild, he kept betraying how he saw her, as a hunter, as a warrior.